this Judicial Watch is doing this extraordinary, extraordinary work on its own to clean up the voter rolls. No help from the Justice Department. What do? They come in and sue Virginia. Now, the other big scandal, in addition to the entire Trump opposition, media, political, kind of swarming around the idea of turning Trump into a target of violence and trying to justify violent responses to his political positions, you have the ongoing issue of Americans concerned about non-citizens voting. 85% of Americans, I think the number is, it could be even higher, in a recent Gallup poll, believe in citizenship verification for voting. I think that's the number. My guys, if you can check that, it's just in the news this last day or two. And you know, the invaders keep coming. I mean, look at this video just from the other day. Look at this crowd coming.
Well, here's a video of more migrants preparing to illegally invade America. With the tacit approval, and you will be sure later, help of the Biden-Harris administration.
So the aliens keep on invading the country, and in the meantime, the left is thinking of ways, A, to provide them amnesty, which is a, quote, pathway to citizenship and voting rights, which comes with citizenship. Their mere presence, as I've highlighted repeatedly, changes the political makeup of the country in terms of in places where they would reside, there's increased power because they're counted for purposes of census. And they tend to reside in more left-wing states. It increases their power. New York, California, etc. And, of course, aliens who are present, because the laws are weak or too weak in preventing non-citizen voting, it's too easy for them to get away with registering the vote and voting illegally. Now, the left says, oh, you don't have to worry about that. Well, we have a right to worry about it. If no one has to provide any evidence that they're a citizen in order to register to vote, of course we should worry about it. And what's the reaction of the left? As Judicial Watch is doing this extraordinary, extraordinary work on its own to clean up the voter rolls. No help from the Justice Department. What do? They come in and sue Virginia for doing something states have been doing forever, which is removing individuals who are non-citizens and obviously not supposed to be on the rolls. And a court left-wing judge just approved and told Virginia to add 1,600 people who have self-identified as non-citizens onto our voting rolls. I mean, to call it a banana republic type approach, I mean, that gives banana republics a bad name. And here's Governor Youngkin, the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, on Fox today.
This is a stunning ruling by a federal judge who is ordering Virginia to reinstate individuals who have self-identified as non-citizens back on the voter rolls. And what's even more astounding is the vast majority of these folks had presented immigration documents confirming that they were non-citizens, and we recently had that verified by federal authorities. So here we are with a judge saying, put people back on the voter rolls who you know are non-citizens.
Well, that's an Alice in Wonderland type of ruling, isn't it? Now, they're going to appeal it. You know, maybe Judicial Watch will provide some support legally over this debate as it proceeds. Because, as I said, we're the national expert in this area in terms of using the federal law at issue to clean up the rolls. And it's designed essentially to make sure that if a state is engaged in a regular cleanup of rolls of people who moved away, They can't be doing it just three months, 90 days outside of an election. It doesn't stop them from moving someone who's not supposed to be on the rolls at all. A dead person, a non-citizen. And they got a Biden judge to rule in their favor. But it shows you the Justice Department clearly wants it to make it easier for non-citizens to vote. Why else would they object to keeping them off the rolls? And look at this Gallup poll. Actually, I'm a little too far away. I need to go up. Percentage of favor requiring all voters to provide photo ID at their voting place in order to vote. 84%. Requiring people who are registering to vote for the first time to provide proof of citizenship. 83%. Early voting, which gives all voters a chance to cast their ballot prior to Election Day. 76%. Well, you can count me in the 23%. And, of course, 85%, 83%, that number is consistent with prior polling, by the way. And what is Kamala Harris's view on voter ID? Listen to this word salad.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
I don't know what she's saying there, other than she opposes voter ID. To the degree there's an argument there, it's a new twist on the patronizing attitude of the left towards voter ID. They used to, and Judicial Watch has exposed how the Obama gang hired an expert to say, and the expert went in there and said that black Americans weren't sophisticated enough to understand voter ID laws. They have absolute contempt for minorities. And in this one, they're pretending that all of you bumpkins out in the country, according to Kamala Harris, you don't know how to get stuff copied. You know, with your water pumps, and you don't have electricity, and you know, taking the horse and buggy to the local corner store. There's no copy, no way. You don't have phones or anything to get it. I don't even know what she's talking about. But what I do see is an extremist. And again, this isn't about her running for president. She's an example of every major left-wing national figure, the entire Justice Department apparatus, who oppose voter ID. And when you put it together with tens of millions of non-citizens unlawfully present and lawfully present here in the United States, we're talking a perfect storm of lack of confidence by voters in our elections. Last I checked, I think it's 15 states have no voter ID for people who are already registered to vote. I think you have to kind of show some identity when you first register, but once you're registered, typically in these states, you don't have to show any ID. California, Pennsylvania, Illinois. I mean, they're not small states. Here in the District of Columbia, D.C. has no voter ID. Congress, by the way, has ultimate and uncontrovertible jurisdiction over the District of Columbia, and they don't want to force a voter ID. Another failure by Republicans when they've been running Congress. So we have the Justice Department promoting a policy that will make it easier for non-citizens to vote. And at the same time, they lecture Americans that, oh, there's no way that we're importing people in order to change election outcomes by having them illegally vote. And I tell you, I've always thought the purpose of having them come in, as I've said, was to change the political makeup of the country. That was the most significant aspect of it, by their presence, because they counted for the census, as I said, for apportionment for Congress and the Electoral College. But when you see the Justice Department go and abuse the courts and twist the law in an Alice in Wonderland flip to force states to keep people they know to be foreign nationals on our voting rolls, boy, another conspiracy theory, right? Proven true. So Judicial Watch is investigating what the Justice Department is doing. As I said, we're going to be monitoring these court cases. We may intervene with amicus or other legal action as necessary as they proceed up the courts. But in the meantime, unless the appellate court does something, Virginia is facing a court order to put 1,600 non-citizens on the voting rolls, thanks to the Biden-Harris regime. But don't worry. The elections are going to be free and fair and clean, right? Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.